All who come to this happy place, welcome.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
How you will receive us?
Because it's all part of the plan.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
People line up for them, cheer them, scream their names, and years later they'll tell how they stood in the rain for hours just to get a glimpse of the one who taught them to hold on.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance,
to be
a god.
Hello and welcome to an edition of Ace of Spades. I am Ace and I'm here with
James.
I have some very good news, sir. So I was bored one night. I went through all the Christmas presents and all that, figured out what I was going to get for everybody, calculated the price. I'm going to have a lot extra. So I was like, all right. What could I get with this extra money? And I said, you know what? I'm going to get a system. So I had to decide between PS4 or Xbox One. Sat down for about an hour, went through the stats, went through the gameplay, looked at it, and I decided on a system. What would you like it to be?
I don't know. Do I want to play with you or not?
Yeah. James has the Xbox One. And I looked at the PS4 and I got real excited. I saw the Xbox One and I got really excited. I'm getting the Xbox One. November 31st. That's my plan.
Good choice.
Yep. I'm pretty pumped. So how have you been?
Good. Working a lot. Had a drill last weekend. So.
Was it like drill as an exercise drills or drills just as in? Was it paperwork type stuff?
There's no paperwork. We did some exercising. Mm. And then we did like inventory. And Saturday night.
Oh, drill as in at the mail place.
No, army place.
Oh, army place. I went to, it was one of those days when I didn't want to walk home from work. Called my parents and they're like, oh, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese with your little brother. And I was like, pick me up. I want to go. I went there. It was cool. They have a lot of first-person shooters. They added a lot of, adult games. And they did something I thought was pretty cool. They got rid of a bunch of games, so now it's a lot of open room and everything. But what was really disappointing was, and you could see the disappointment in my little brother's eyes, and I started getting really fucking pissed off. You know how they changed the look of Chucky? It looks like a mouse now. Yeah, they changed it. It's weird. They kept the old animatronics are still up there, but they have a new style mouse, so it's completely, but... Anyways, they started doing this huge countdown. They're like, if you're ready for Chuck E. Cheese, count down with me. 10.
9.
It's okay, people. The fucking mic just dropped between James' nuts.
I have to pee. I almost ruined it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that did it. But they started counting down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 3, 2, 1. Chuck E. No show. All the kids are here. All you hear in the place is, Dad! And then everybody's like, where's Chucky? And he did come out. It took him an hour to come out. And the only reason he came out is because it was some other kid's birthday party. And it's really fucked up because, like, the birthday party's right there. And other kids can't come say hi to Chucky. So my little brother and me, I was just holding his hand. And we were just staring at Chucky the entire time. But, yeah. I really suck at those games, though.
Well, I hope you know it's not really Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
it's just a guy in a costume.
I wonder what age I figured out, like, the whole Mickey Mouse Walt Disney World. I think it was, like...
2?
No, I think it was, like, 7. Oh. It was late, man. It blew my mind. I think I saw a picture of, like, Jim Henson with his hand up Kermit's ass, and I was like, what?
I went up to my parents. It doesn't actually exist and walk around like that.
They're making a Looney Tunes movie, and the cast is Steve Carell in it, which I thought sounded pretty cool. But, you know what else was at Chucky? My sister brought her boyfriend, who's French, and he's, like, black or whatever, so he's, like, super suave and all that. And I gotta work on my social skills. I just realized that. Because, like, I didn't even... He was like, hello, my name is... And I was like, I just you shook his hand. Yeah, who gives a shit? But, yeah, I was very... I'm very antisocial lately. I don't know. You want to add anything to this conversation?
Sorry, I have to pee really, really bad.
All right, well, let me finish my notes and then... You know what? We'll just talk more when we get back. All right, guys. Oh, no, let me introduce it. This week we're going to see a movie called Tusk. It's based off a podcast that we both listen to with Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier. You can listen to it on iTunes, just having Smodcast. It's the episode's titled The Walrus and the Carpenter. It's about a guy that tries to change a guy into a walrus. So we're going to go check that out. We'll be right back. Here's a clip.
Good evening.
It's nice to meet you.
Could I interest you in some tea?
So what happened after the boat sank?
I was alone, and then something very swift and frightening moved by me.
A walrus saved your life?
The walrus is far more evolved than any man I've ever known. Present company included.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you?
There. It'll be all right, Mr. Tusk.
Yeah. All right, guys, we just got back from seeing Tusk, but we stopped by McDonald's, so if you hear some food chewing, it's James' fault. But what you think of it?
I mean, I enjoyed it. Like, if I didn't know anything about Smodcast, I might have been a little disappointed, but...
I actually thought it fucking sucked. Even though I laughed through all of it, even with the Smodcast references, I thought some of those scenes just dragged on way too long. Like, I was just like, please, just cut to something. But I know he does that in his other films, like Clerks and stuff. He just holds the camera on people. But I got so bored at times. Like, if I wasn't with you and if the theater wasn't full, I would have probably blew my brains out. But, I don't know. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
So you're saying you like... that Lucy movie more than
Tusk? Yeah. You don't? No, don't even.
No, don't get me started about Lucy. Stupidest fucking movie ever.
I thought this movie, like, I'm not even gonna buy it.
Well, I don't think it was supposed to be a very smart and witty movie.
Well, I know, but still, it's like, it's something we could have done. Like, a lot of the shots I thought weren't really well thought out, and just, it was just, I don't know, it was just a dull movie. And a lot of times he was going for laughs he didn't even get. Like, when the two guys are doing the podcast together in the beginning of the movie, nobody laughed at their jokes. They're not funny. It just wasn't funny. The only parts we laughed at were the parts you weren't supposed to laugh at, just like the faces and the random, like, things. But, I don't know, scale of 1 to 10, graded as if I wasn't even there in the theater if you were just by yourself watching the movie.
6.
I gave it a 1. And that's just because they reference all the Smodcast references from all the Kevin Smith podcasts. But, yeah. What else is there to talk about? Let's think. See if I have any more notes in my phone.
So, see that albino girl went.
Albino?
Yeah, that one that was handing us our food.
She was albino? Oh, yeah, she was pretty white, but don't albinos have white hair, too?
Yeah, it was pretty white hair,
I think
hair,
she was
though.
Just drained, though. She didn't look straight up albino. It's so funny to look at her and you thought that. But, yeah, I could see it.
Does she wear colored contacts or red eyes? Don't show.
She calls our order and she looks like a fucking demon. Just like, you know what's weird? A couple of days ago, I slept 18 hours. This is like the second time I've ever done that in my life. It was ridiculous. Like, I just slept. I couldn't figure out what it was. You ever do that? Sleep for like basically take out an entire day?
Yep.
Yeah? Man. You do so good on, like, some episodes. I'm like, wow, like, his voice is high. I'm hungry. He's talking. Yeah, I know you're hungry, but
I'm tired. My last day off was 2 Sundays ago.
All right. We haven't done this in, like, 2 weeks, so you got to make up for it. But, yeah, no. On that 18-hour sleep, I had, like, 5 dreams in one. I dreamed, what was it? Oh, yeah, it was like, you know those dreams where it's like, even though you're asleep for like a half hour, it feels like you were in the dream for like 2 days? Yeah. Godzilla. I was in the, like, Godzilla was attacking the town or whatever. I was like helping him out. I was one.
Helping Godzilla?
Yeah. Like, I was like, you know that little boy that's always in the old Godzilla movies? That was like me. I was like, Godzilla! But I sounded better, and I had a gun.
Well, don't warn people that Godzilla's coming if you're trying to help him out.
Well, it was more like I was helping him defeat, like, a fucking other monster. I forget how I did it. It was a fucking dream, so.
I used to have dreams, like, you know, I put in the VHS tape of Jurassic Park.
Is this inside, like, the dream?
Yeah.
Are you doing this? Okay.
And, like, I'd put the VHS tape into the VCR and hit play. And then I'd hear dinosaurs. That's your iPod. And dinosaurs, like, would appear outside of my house.
So your dream is you put in a VHS tape of Jurassic Park and then dinosaurs suddenly appear?
Yeah.
And this was a recurring dream?
Yeah.
Huh.
It was cool. I wish I could do that with, like, every VHS tape.
It was a good idea. Put in a tape.
Why don't they make that sort of technology?
Yeah. I assume that's where they're coming recently. I think the holograms is the next thing. Like, it's projected in front of you. But I think we'll probably see that before our time ends. Holograms. We'll see, like, the beginning versions of it. I don't know. So, since I'm getting the Xbox One, like, anything cool about it? That you can do besides games? Like, are there any features?
Like, hooks into, like, your cable box?
Well, I mean, like, a PS4, it, like, comes with all these cool things and sensor games and... Like, when you load up your Xbox One, is there something where you're like, oh, wow, they included this just for fun? Or is it basically, like, just plugging in Xbox One and you gotta buy games and stuff?
Well, what specifically do you want?
I'm just Give me saying, examples. Are there any extras? Yeah, there's... There you go. Say it.
There are apps and stuff. You can have Netflix.
Never mind.
There is more than just games.
I can tell you're fucking tired by the tone.
Well,
very rude.
You ask all these vague questions.
It's not vague. It's like...
Give me some examples, man.
Well, the PS4 had, like, you hook up your camera or something, and you can play games that are, like, they're, like, preloaded onto it. Like, preloaded games are there in Xbox One? Like, something that demonstrates what the Kinect can do. Do you have the Kinect on your Xbox
One?
Yeah. Oh, fuck it, never mind. But, me and my brother... My little brother. I'm planning on taking him to Disney World after I go. So we've been watching all the old Disney cartoon movies and everything. We just saw Snow White. You want to hear something that'll blow your mind?
What, it was a shitty movie?
No, it was pretty good. There's a scene near... They could have took out the entire beginning. When she's just fucking singing near a well. It didn't even make sense. But... Finish this chorus sentence or whatever. Hi ho, hi ho.
We're off to see the wizard.
No. Come on, really. What is it going?
I thought that was it.
Really?
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Are you serious right now? You're joking, right?
Look, I know just around the river bend. And that's about it for Disney movies.
We're off to see the wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz from Wizard of Oz.
I know, maybe that you was know, like, hi, okay. Isn't that crazy that they use
hi-ho,
two?
Hi-ho, it's off to work we go. You ever hear that before?
Yes.
It's actually hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from work we go. I don't think it blew your mind at all. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, that blew my mind because I went online and it turns out that's like a mistaken thing. They don't actually say that because they sing the song after work as opposed to them going
to work. I've been singing the wrong song to work every single morning.
Hi-ho.
Man, I feel like an idiot.
Oh, But yeah, I guess, alright. This is going to be a short one. But next time you guys hear us, we're going to see Dracula and we'll do like a Halloween spectacular, spooktacular. I'm sure they just pick up all the juices from that Big Mac you just picked. No. But yeah, see you guys next week.
Hello, Raymond. You should feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes.
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.